broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It was horrible. It was horrible. It was abusive.
After the tragic massacre in Tucson, we decided to investigate the issue in Arizona.
I used protection. But
I'm the head of a major corporation. I can't spend all day increasing market share.
Wide hunk.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and some other time in the Middle Coast. And we're here with truth being our bitch every night. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Other talk shows are just big, fat wind machines. Big, fat gas bag machines. Here we do radio. A federal judge deems Obamacare unconstitutional. Clara Bingham joins us to discuss this. 877-876-7445. 877-876-PHIL. So Obamacare, unconstitutional, at least in the mind of the one federal judge. And that's how these things go. Now, this made very, very big news today. It made very big news in the what is it called, the Twitterverse. That is the universe of Twitter. And I would ask, Jace, why don't you send that to me via Pigeon? Because looking for it through this stack of news right now is probably not going to be the most beneficial thing to do. But essentially, a federal judge in Florida ruled unconstitutional the sweeping health care reform law championed by President Obama, setting up what is likely to be a contentious Supreme Court challenge over the legislation in coming months. Monday's sweeping ruling came to the most closely watched of the two dozen separate challenges to the law. Florida, along with 25 states, had filed a lawsuit last spring seeking to dismiss what critics had labeled Obamacare. Vinson, the judge, dismissed the key provision of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the so-called individual mandate requiring most Americans to purchase health insurance by 2014 or face stiff penalties. The judge wrote, "I must reluctantly conclude that Congress exceeded the bounds of its authority in passing the act with the individual mandate. This is not to say, of course, that Congress is without power to address the problems and inequities in our health care system." So my other understanding of this is that it is still subject to review. I should say not review, it's appeal. And so while it goes through its appeal process, the law is not struck down. The law is still essentially in place. That is my understanding. Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher at Joyful Union Middle School in Bellflower, California, is joining us, and you're not a lawyer, and neither am I, Clara, but from the standpoint of a teacher, from the standpoint of you know, a member of our teaching profession, and you see kids every day, you talk to parents every day, what's the feeling?
Well, first of all, Phil, thank you very, very much for allowing us to have this forum.
You're more than welcome.
Because we do want to be heard on this, and I have to say that we are very disappointed, obviously. We feel that striking down the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act as unconstitutional cannot stand. We have far too many children, and as well as elderly people, who certainly need this kind of medical care. We have a country that is being crushed under the burden of the expense of health care. So we have not just reacted with shock because this is something that I think we cannot allow to stand. This is the kind of activism from the bench that I've always heard a lot of the Tea Party talk about that they don't like, except when the Tea Party is the benefit of that. So we're putting on a full court press.
All right, let me ask you about your full court press and our number, 877-876-7445. When you say full court press, are you guys immediately addressing this with your elected representatives or with the judiciary?
Well, we don't think that it really much matters right now. We are writing letters to our state senator here in our district, Alan Lowenthal. We're also going to be writing letters to Lucille Rosa-Allard. She is our congresswoman. Our assemblyman is Ricardo Lara, to Barbara Boxer, and, of course, to Diane Feinstein. And we're going to find a way to address this with Congress and with members of our assembly and tell them that we must have Obamacare be constitutional. and that calling Obamacare unconstitutional is the kind of activism from the bench that we don't think is right. And we
now, when you call it a full court press, what have you got going on?
We've got everyone writing letters. Right now, we have a letter writing and a petition campaign that is second to none. We have all of the elderly in our congregation. We have our seniors choir. We have members of our senior club, both our men club and women club. And of course, we've got our students. All of our students from grade three. All the way on up, many of them writing petitions, and of course talking about how much they need the medical care that this would give them.
And so you've got people writing letters to the Congress, to
Congress, to the State Assembly.
And you're using, I'm not saying using, but you have the kids too?
Yes, we have our third graders, and it's all right, because the children, I think, make a very good example of why we need health care. A lot of them, we will tell them to talk to the Congress people, tell them the sicknesses that they've had if they were in the hospital, and this kind of thing. And also the elderly people who are in our shuttle service, we'd like them to write letters to.
Now, what is your shuttle service?
Well, this is our church-run shuttle service. We take our elderly to the doctor's appointments. We take them to the hospital appointments if they have them. We take them to get their medicine. And this is actually a part of our church, but it is a separate company that we run. And it is something very needed by our seniors. They could not get around if they did not have this.
So this is a part of it's a complementary part of the church?
No, this is not complimentary. This, we charge a fee, and certainly with the Obamacare, we're going to have more people needing to access the doctor. But the fee that we charge will not have to go up because we will have more. So it's very complicated.
All right, okay, but I'm just, you know, so you have a shuttle service that you run. That's not part of the church, though.
No, it's not.
All right, so, and then you have the kids writing letters.
We have the children writing letters. Obamacare being made unconstitutional, we think, is wrong. We don't think that it's unconstitutional. We think it's very constitutional. And we also, if they do decide that it's unconstitutional, then we would have to say, perhaps the Constitution needs to be changed. I don't know at this point, but we've got a full court press. And many of the seniors feel that you mentioned the shuttle service. Many of those seniors have, to be honest with you, have not paid their fee. And so we've told them, you need to write this letter because we'll have enough people and enough money to keep our shuttle service going.
All right, our number, 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. We're talking here with Clara Bingham, Joyful Union Congregation. You are also, Clara, married to Pastor William Rennick, who is the main spiritual leader.
Yes, he is.
Of your congregation, about Obamacare being ruled unconstitutional here in Florida. So, obviously, your group there, your constituency, your church, your congregation, the children in your school and the parents are all in favor of Obamacare. Now, your interest in it, with regard to your shuttle service or anything else, I know you have this separate shuttle service, but the church is not a for-profit, is it?
No, the church is not for-profit at all. Our school is a private school, and that certainly is a for-profit venture. We do charge tuition. Our shuttle service is we do charge a fee. And so in order for our elderly to keep that price as stable as we can for our elderly, we must have Obamacare, made constitutional, and in order for our tuition. This is really the terrible thing. I feel so badly for the people who we have taken to doctor's appointments, we have taken to these different things. I feel so badly for them that they're going to have to be walking or taking a bus because I will not be able to have them on the shuttle. They won't be able to afford it. I feel so badly for a lot of the children in our private school because the benefits will cost so much, they won't be able to afford a tuition.
Would the fee for the service be reimbursed by government under Obamacare? Whereas, how is it now? You're not getting as much funds?
The fee under Obamacare would be reimbursed, yes. So I could get the money from them, and then they can get it from Obamacare, or I can get it from Obamacare straight up. But without Obamacare, Pastor Rennick says, without Obamacare, there's going to be a lot of old people walking. What do you think? He said there's going to be a lot of old people hitchhiking, which I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see that happen.
So the old people can get, the elderly, I should say, can get this money from Obamacare, or you can?
That is correct. That is correct, yes. And,
so are you forcing your students to write letters in favor of Obamacare?
No, we don't. Well, it's part of their, what do you mean by force? It's part of their homework.
Okay, all right. And do the parents know you're connected to the shuttle service?
Do the parents of who? The old people?
Well, no, I'm curious because you've got this private school, the shuttle.
You're trying to make a conspiracy where there isn't one. I have a private school and a shuttle service. The old people know about it. The parents of the children don't need to know about it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Clara Bingham from Joyful Union Congregation. The unconstitutional nature of Obamacare has to be, they have to overturn that and make it constitutional again, because there's a lot of old people that are going to be getting money from Obamacare for the shuttle service they operate. A lot of kids that will get medical care from their, you know, their middle school. So 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Clara Bingham from Joyful Union Congregation. Obamacare was ruled unconstitutional today by a Florida judge. Now, that doesn't mean that it is, that's not the end of the line. There are other judges. There are other courts. The ultimate court of that counts is the Supreme Court of the United States, and this will be appealed to higher and higher courts. Ms. Bingham, you have your kids are writing letters to state representatives. Your kids are writing letters to the assembly people. The question I had, and I'm sorry if I'm asking it again, are you forcing these kids?
No, we are not forcing it. Phil, it is part of their homework. You're saying, are we forcing these children to write these letters? If having homework that will enable these children to have health care so that their parents can pay the tuition that enables these children to go to our school, then, yes, that is homework. Am I forcing them? Well, homework is something you're supposed to do. But understand that unless these children get this health care, their parents cannot afford our private school. Likewise, unless Obamacare is ruled constitutional, many of our seniors are not going to be able to afford our shuttle service. And I don't know about you, but the idea of elderly people having to walk to the doctor's office or ride on a bus with gang members and...
No, I totally understand. I wouldn't want them to do that either, but it all hinges on Obamacare. That's all I'm asking.
Yes, of course it does. So much of this hinges on Obamacare. And this judge making it unconstitutional has basically said that an old woman who wants to go to the doctor's office to try to get some malady treated is unconstitutional. He made all the old ladies unconstitutional. He made all these children unconstitutional.
Yep. Well, in a manner of speaking, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. April in Queens, New York. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. Hello. I just like to say I'm sure you're doing a very good job in, you know, running the facility that you're running.
Thank you.
It's a lot of hard work, and I'm sure you see the ups and downs of society and what people can afford and what they can't afford. My only my only worry position I have is that the children that you're having get involved in the homework now. I found out you said it's a homework assignment. They're too young, I believe, to be doing this kind of assignment, because whatever you tell them, that's what they're going to take as the truth and the only truth. When the children are in school, they know their parents tell them that they go there to learn. So whatever you teach them, they're going to say, my teacher is right, I'm learning. And probably that's 100% true in every situation, but when you have children writing letters going against a judge decision, that is very worrisome. I have a teenager, a 30-year-old, and a 13-year-old.
Yes.
And the hardest thing for them to understand is when someone in authority tells them this is what is right and this is what is wrong, they have to take my word, even if the policeman or the teacher or the fireman might not be right, or the teacher may not be right. I have to tell them that they're right, and so I, as a parent, can make the judgment that the person was wrong. Because if I let them,
all right, let me get Clara. Let me get Clara. Clara.
Well, I think that what the young lady is saying is very true, but let's also keep in mind that without Obamacare, a lot of their grandparents they won't see them again. They're going to, they'll be walking to the. We have a shuttle service, as you know, right, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. If we don't have Obamacare, that's a whole lot of old people walking on a freeway. Now, we're in the Los Angeles area. I'm sure you said you were in New York. And I know New York has a lot of surface street, and the freeway traffic in New York is on the outer area. L.A., you got old people wandering on a freeway. So we can't have that.
Well,
now, the little children that are going to be writing these letters, we are simply saying to them, you don't want your grandmother to die.
And wait. That's what the lady's saying, though.
You can't scare them like that and use that as a reason for them to get involved, to go against a judge. The children have to think, well, maybe we should write to our councilman. Maybe we should go and with our little picket sign to City Hall, have it be something that they go on a class trip and go in front of City Hall and talk. Because I have a son that doesn't even think that cops have any truth in them because of the few that are corrupt. If children start believing our judges are making wrong decisions, then our cops could be wrong, our teachers could be wrong, our priests could be wrong. That's how children think.
Why does that child of yours think that cops don't tell the truth? Because you told them that. See, we are not saying. Didn't you tell that child of yours that the cops don't tell the truth?
I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you too well.
The lady's talking about her child not believing cops tell the truth. I'm saying that these children of ours get a creative writing assignment. I assign each kid a unique illness to tell their representative that they have, and we implore them to keep Obamacare in play. It's a great exercise.
Well, they're lying then.
No, they are not lying. It is a creative writing.
Suppose one of the kids' parents, just suppose, that you have 20% of the students that don't want Obamacare. The children will be too afraid not to write the report if their parents
don't know.
A permission slip or something has to be signed?
Well, you can't have a child ask a child, what do you think about Obamacare? These children don't know.
No, do the parents have to sign a slip saying that they are in favor of their child writing
it? Well, I don't see any reason in involving the parents in it at this stage.
This sounds like a problem to me.
I beg your pardon?
This particular homework assignment is a big problem to me.
You're not letting the parents know that you've got these children writing letters, you know.
Mr. Henry, don't make everything into a federal case because you excite your listeners. You can handle it.
I'm not excited.
There's no reason for me to involve the parents now. We've got a very good system. The children are writing these letters.
You got the very good system. The children are writing letters saying they got this sickness and that sickness, and their grandmother is going to be walking on a freeway to get to the doctor. Don't you feel a little bad.
Scary. They could have nightmares. No. You don't know how the children's minds work.
No, you are making a mountain out of a molehill. You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
No, I'm just saying I have experience with children. I have three of my own. And they're all different ages.
In my class. And these kids are gonna be fine.
All right, we got to take a break. I thank your call, caller, April, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Your phone calls for our guest, Clara Bingham, 877-876-7445. Next, the News Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Phil Henry Show.
Everything's good. It's all good.
Phil Henry.
Trust me.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show, talking to Clara Bingham from Joyful Union Congregation on the Obamacare bill has been ruled unconstitutional by a Florida court. You know, the children that you have in your classroom don't understand what unconstitutional means.
That is it exactly. The children don't understand. What they do understand is that Obamacare is a medical support for them. Obamacare means they get to go to the doctor. And that without it, they can't go to the doctor. So why would a child say no to ratification?
Because you're not telling the parents. Tell me why it is you don't want to involve the parents, that you're having these children write letters in favor of Obamacare to State Senator Lowenthal.
The reason why we are not involving the parents right now is because at this level, a third grader, a fourth grader, there's no need. There is really no...
Why is there no need? What if the parents themselves are opposed to what you're having their children write?
We have to make these decisions for a lot of reasons. Parents today have shown an irresponsibility. I'm sure you've seen this. We have seen parents, white and black, show a complete ignorance to the well-being of their children. Some parents... don't even have their children going to school. You've seen it in all walks of life, in all classes of society.
And so you make the unilateral decision you're going to have these kids writing letters supporting Obamacare, making up stories about illnesses that they've got.
It is a creative writing assignment. It's an essay on any random topic that the teacher decides.
And well, when you say any random topic, this is the topic, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That Obamacare has got to be ruled constitutional.
That is correct. And the other thing, Phil, and I think this is true of the people listening to your program right now, I think a lot of people don't understand the concept of unconstitutional. I know a lot of parents don't understand that. So that if we're talking about Obamacare not being constitutional, most of the parents don't understand that. Most of your listeners are probably having a very difficult time with that. It's a sad testament to the educational system that we had when many of today's adults are coming up, and a very sad testament to public education we have now.
Well, I think you're stretching it a little when you say, I'm sure that there are a great many adults that struggle with the definition of unconstitutionality. You may be pushing it a little bit to say that my audience doesn't get it.
I don't think a lot of people do. I'll tell you, today when I heard the news that Obamacare was unconstitutional, and I listened to some of the talk radio programs, and I heard people, they had no idea what's unconstitutional about it, this and that. So, yeah, it's a very, very difficult thing for people to get. And I would simply say it's time for us to make it constitutional, or otherwise... the Constitution doesn't mean anything.
Well, you know, when we talk about constitutional amendments and stuff like that, we talk about amendments to the Constitution of the United States. Where do you even begin amending the U.S. Constitution so that Obamacare is constitutional? People don't even know why this is unconstitutional in the first place.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I can explain it. The judge said that it had to do with the mandate, that you cannot force people to buy things.
Well, that may be what the judge said, but But mostly the judge, for all I know, is just saying that for smoke and mirrors. The judge may say that because he knows the people listening to him don't understand.
Well, the judge is talking to lawyers. He's talking to the attorney generals of these different states. So these are guys that are definitely going to understand it.
I know that the attorney generals are going to understand it, but the average person out there does not get it. They do not understand. And so when he says it's unconstitutional, people are completely in the dark. And so that becomes the most important aspect to what we're talking about. So we have to change the document. Has the Constitution jumped the shark? I don't know. If this Obamacare bill is unconstitutional, then the Constitution really has become overrated.
Well, we'll talk. Let's ask our audience that question.
Well, again, you're asking your audience a question I don't think they have the answer for.
Well, then why do you have the answer, Ms. Bingham?
Because I'm an educator. Because I'm an educated woman.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Clara Bingham from Joyful Union Congregation. Is the Constitution overrated? Because Obamacare has been ruled unconstitutional. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Phil, world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. Clara Bingham from Joyful Union Congregation with us. It's a private school, and Ms. Bingham is a school teacher. She and her husband also operate a senior shuttle service, as well as, of course, you have your church, which is a Pentecostal church.
Yes, that's correct. Pastor Rennick is the main spiritual shepherd of our congregation. And I, along with Ms. Leonard, Mavis Leonard, we run the middle school. Without Obamacare and the promise of health care, Mr. Henry, we're really looking at our seniors not having anywhere to find transportation to get to the doctor. And
you mentioned that they'd be wandering freeways.
Well, I use that as an example.
Well, when you say that they're going to be wandering freeways, you know, you're going to give a lot of people around the country the idea that people are allowed to walk on freeways. No, they're not.
No, I know that they're not. But you have a lot of elderly people who have Alzheimer's. You have a lot of elderly people with dementia. Now they don't have our shuttle service because I can't afford to. I've got to take paying customers. So I can't afford to have them on board. And now they're at a bus stop. They may begin to wander, and it's very easy to imagine an elderly person, Mr. Henry, wandering up a freeway on-ramp and standing at a call box. I really don't want to consider that. So when they say that Obamacare is unconstitutional, I ask myself, is it time for the Constitution, you know, to have an amendment or otherwise not have no Constitution, you know, have the Constitution?
Yes. Well, I don't think you're going to get any people saying no Constitution, you know.
But without Obamacare, what is the Constitution? Is it something?
Well, I heard a couple of jokes, and I didn't think it was very funny during the break. You and your husband joking about wiping with it, you know.
Well, that is just that was a joke William came up. Yeah, he came up with that.
Well, I don't think it's funny to say you're going to wipe with the Constitution. Look, you have children that are writing letters. You have elderly people scared that they're not going to have transportation to the doctor. Now you're saying the Constitution is, you're going to wipe with it.
Well, all we're saying, Phil.
That's a document sacred to a lot of people.
All we are saying, the Constitution is obviously not all it's cracked up to be. If something amazing, like Obamacare, can get thrown in the trash, is all I'm saying.
But then Obamacare can't be all that cracked up to, you know, what it's supposed to be, if it's not constitutional.
No, that's wrong.
I don't see how that's wrong.
No, that is. It works one way, it doesn't work the other way. The Constitution, I would wipe with. But Obamacare is good.
No matter what?
It helps old people so they're not wandering on a freeway.
All right, 877-876-7445 is our number here with Clara Bingham. Let's go to Don in Fargo, North Dakota. Don, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Clara Bingham. Go ahead, please.
I appreciate the time here, Bill. I'm a Canadian citizen down here listening to your conversation with the educator there. And, I'm just phoning to let you know that I, as a Canadian citizen, am in favor of repealing this health care bill that you're trying to, or that she's trying to get changed or unrepealed.
It's a health care bill. It's called unconstitutional. That's what they said. Unconstitutional. You know that. But the Constitution, we think, and you're a Canadian, you probably don't, I don't know if you understand or if you have the same charter for your government, but Constitution might be something that we can't use anymore on account of a health care bill being unconstitutional.
Let me explain. Don, you know what we call constitutional. In other words, is this bill... Is it in line with our U.S. Constitution? That's all.
Oh, okay.
And a judge in Florida today said, no, it isn't.
And he's wrong.
Well, that's your opinion, Ms. Bingham. So that's what happened.
I'm just phoning in to let you know that.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm just phoning in to let you know that. You don't want the system that we have in Canada, and that's what you're trying to invoke down here. We're hoping that it fails down
you
here.
Don't know. You know about Constitution?
We already got that from the gentleman. You don't want a public system, in other words, Don, which you have in Canada.
Well, I don't think
not. We don't.
I heard it's fantastic what you got in Canada. I know already.
You've heard it. It's fantastic. Okay.
I heard it's great. A lady got a breast implant.
Uh-huh.
And that, uh-huh.
Okay, great. Breast implants. Tell me, Don, what, yeah. Tell me about your system up there. What do you?
The lady, she got in the six-month waiting period.
What do you mean breast implant? Let's talk about something that people need. How about cancer or something like that? You know, guys got cancer.
Well, an MRI or a CAT scan.
They got to get you in. They got to get you in. And they got to have your brain. Don, and I'm joking with you, Don. I'm joking with you. Have you had your brain? Have you had a brain x-ray? I'm joking with you, though.
Why would you say that to the guy?
Because he don't know about Constitution.
He's a Canadian gentleman. Thank you very much, Don. Good to talk to you. And
all right,
have a pleasant trip home. All right, 877-876-PHIL. He's a Canadian citizen, so he's going to have some questions. Here is Teresa in Atlanta. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Teresa with Clara Bingham.
Yes. Hi, Clara.
How are you?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I am for Obamacare, definitely for Obamacare. I don't agree with the fact that you're not allowing the parents to get involved with the letter writing that that the kids are doing. Because maybe some of the parents don't even approve of the Obamacare, and that's their right.
Well,
that is their right. And as you say, that a lot of the kids, they're too young to know, and it's up to the parents to make that decision for what's best for their children. And as for the elderly,
can you imagine who those parents are? Can you imagine who those parents are that they don't want to have no Obamacare? I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know who those parents are who don't want to have Obamacare.
But that's not fair. That's not fair. That's not democracy. They have the right. That's their opinion.
Right. Yeah. And these are their children.
That's their opinion. That's their children, and they have the right to that. You don't have to agree with them. You don't have to agree with them.
I have another black woman on the line. I have another black woman on the line, Mr. Henry. So if you could not talk.
Well, I'm
black. I'm black.
Yes, and I am too.
Okay, I'm black, and I
just want the white man.
I'd like to make one more comment about with the elderly and with the shuttle thing. I think, and I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but I think that you're much more concerned with losing maybe the profits from your shuttle business. That Obamacare is wiping that out. This is taken away from the shuttle. It's taken away from your business because it's not taken away from the elderly Medicare, their health care, because they're still going to have health care. What you're saying is that now they're going to have problems getting there, but I'm sure they will get there. because they do. I'm sorry. They do have services under the government. If they have Medicaid and Medicare,
yeah,
they do have government-funded
shuttles,
non-medical services that will get them to and from there. So that's what I'm worried about. That's what I feel from you. I feel that that's what you're striving for, especially with you being so adamant about not getting the families involved and then having these children to say they have a disease. Why not just say what you said earlier was, okay, if these kids are concerned about them maybe being ill and not, you know, being able to get any care, let them speak from their heart. Don't tell them what's right. If you want to give them
a lot of these children are not too bright. They're not too bright, and we want to get
Condescending. I wonder, do the parents know this?
No,
do the parents know that this is how you feel about them and their children?
Here's the thing about the parents, because I know maybe you're a teacher. A lot of these parents are real stupid.
Who's going to call them stupid?
I've got to get these letters written before a lot of these people find out.
Why would you do that?
Is this a private school or a public school?
I mean, the administration goes along with this?
It's a private school, but a lot of these parents can afford it because they're going to be able to afford it because of Obamacare. Now they repeal Obamacare. A lot of these kids drop out, see? And these dumb...
What does that have to do with the school? I'm not understanding what that has to do with the school.
They will be able to afford the tuition with Obamacare, but without Obamacare, the kids have got to come out. See, and these dumb parents.
Okay, so if that's the case, then why not appeal to the parents with that? Why not appeal to the parents and say, "Well, this is what's going on," and if you think that,
because the parents don't understand.
Have you given them that chance? Have you even given them an opportunity to express themselves?
Can I say something, Teresa? It's so boring to talk to them. No, ma'am. It's just so boring to call them up and talk to them.
You're in the system, and you're supposed to be teaching their children. Oh, my goodness. And you don't have time for that.
Ma'am, all I'm trying to say is I'll call these parents
up. But if you can illustrate this phony scenario to tell this, you know, to tell some poor child, to tell, you know, write a letter and say you have cancer or you've got sickle cell or diabetes,
we are trying to get Obamacare back. I'm just trying to get Obamacare back. It's all we're trying to do. To protect whom?
Your shuttle business? Because it's not about the family. It's not about those kids, and it's not about their parents, because they're too dumb and stupid anyway. From what you're saying,
Teresa, can I say something to you? Everything you're saying, you enable the white host to come in and agree with you.
Wait.
What does that mean?
I didn't understand what she said. I'm sorry. I said
the white man that's the host of this show is going to agree with you, and then it pits two black women against each other.
This doesn't have anything to do with black and white.
This is what I feel.
Excuse me. I don't like being talked to that way.
I want to talk to this lady.
And you said that you are educated.
You agree with
woman,
me.
Period. This doesn't have anything to do with you being black or me being black.
Well, you know it does. You know that.
No, it doesn't. This is how I feel, period. This has nothing to do with my race. I say, the first thing that I say was that I was for Obamacare. I'm black.
The elderly women.
And not because Obama's black, because now you sound ignorant. Now you are really talking ignorant. What you just said was very ignorant. And for you to be somewhere in a facility teaching someone's kids, what you just said, this is scary. This is scary. And you know, since you want to put race in it, it's so stereotypical.
I'm sorry.
That's what you are being right now. I can't believe you just said that. I really can't believe you just said that.
Well, you know as well as
because
I do the white man.
Right now, I know. Right
oh, come
now,
on,
I,
will
I,
you?
I feel like I've lost you, and I guess I've lost the
no,
conversation because
I
now we're on
you.
A whole different page. You're talking about race, and this doesn't have anything to do with race. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to do is.
I'm
you know
sorry,
the Constitution
right now,
was a long time ago.
Right now,
the Constitution
really
was written a long time ago.
Just being plain on ignorant right now, and I am just
who cares
so sorry.
What the parents' opinion are?
I can't believe. Do you have?
I got the little kid writing a letter. I had a child writing a letter today, claiming that he had leprosy.
You have no
he had leprosy
to back up anything that you said or anything that you've
right.
done. That you had to fall to say fact.
Because you said the whole
really
race thing.
You really have to say that. You had
so you are not
going to
give me any respect.
Anything that you're saying. That there's
you're
no
not going
to
give me any respect.
You just took the validity from everything that anything that you said because of that comment that you made. That one
you know
comment that you just
you
made
right
took away
that
from
that white man's laughing at
and I
he's laughing
you,
at us.
I wish if I knew what school you were in or whatever right
joy
now,
for you.
I would start writing letters myself.
Well, we don't
to
need
that,
to talk
that
about
school
that.
Administrator
what's the name of your school?
To get in touch.
I don't want
to
say
to try to get in touch with these with these children's parents to let them
do you know
that
how old the Constitution
you're
is?
From.
And it's over 200
it's
years old.
It's nothing to do with those kids. It's nothing
and
to do with
I
those
had
parents.
A child
those
today,
elderly, all those
and
all
I'm
elderly
very proud
right
of it,
now.
That that
it's
child
all
said,
to do about
dear
what Obamacare
Senator Boxer,
what that is going to take away
leprosy.
From your show
could
business.
I please go to the leper
so
colony
sorry.
On Obamacare.
I'm so sorry.
And I'm so sorry that you don't understand that I had a child today say that he wants to go to a leper colony. Do you know how good that you got to be to get a kid to write something like that? I'm good. I said I'm good to get a kid to write a leper.
Phil Hendry.